We are here at the 2018 CUNA Technology and Operations and Member Experience Council's conference.
Easy for you.
That's quite a title. Yeah, exactly. But it's well worth it because the two kind of go hand in hand, right?
Definitely.
So we are here with the ladies from CU Engage, Jen Adabo and Heather Mosier. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great.
Thanks,
Mike.
We're
doing good, Mike. Thanks.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And just kind of kick things off, how's the conference going for you guys?
It's been great. Yeah. We have a lot of clients here. We have a lot of Heather's former colleagues from her days at San Diego County. So it's been really great. It's really interesting to have the technology folks and the operations team because we're at CU Engage so focused on both of them. Operations and technology and how they come together. So it's a perfect show for us to be attending and sponsoring.
And Heather, you have quite the history here, obviously, being a past chair of the CUNA Technology Council. So how's the show going for you? I mean, seeing a lot of old friends and stuff like that?
Yeah, it's been great. I was a chair a few years back, and I've seen the conference really grow, and I've seen like the technology become more mature here, and especially the speed round sessions. Mm-hmm. I was excited. I got to be a judge on that yesterday.
That was cool.
Yeah, there was two other peers on that, and so it was fun. We liked it. Yeah, we got creative with our questions.
Exactly. I mean, it's kind of like a American Idol-ish type of thing there.
Right,
so
turn your chair around for the one that you like the best,
exactly.
Right? Yeah, we had a little bit of humor going too, so it was fun.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I thought it went off really, really well. I think the audience, it was packed. Both sessions were packed,
right.
So it was a good deal. So what do you guys want to accomplish here at this here show? What are your goals?
Well, we're lucky enough to be able to have two sessions.
Yeah, we'll talk about
those. We have just completed. So I think for us, it's about letting credit unions know that there are people out there that can help them because, interestingly enough, in the speed rounds, there's so many vendors that are showing things like account opening, data analytics, and it can be hard to figure out how are they different. How do you figure out the right partner vendor for you to work with? Mm-hmm. And so it's been great for us to be able to talk to people either at the booth or in the networking events to say, you know, what are you thinking? How can we help you? Mm-hmm. So it's been really interesting to see some of the new startup fintechs that are here too and help credit unions have that conversation because sometimes they don't even know where to start.
Right. Heather, you want to add something to that?
Yeah, I'm just want to accomplish helping credit unions with their technology planning. You know, it's really important, especially as fast as things are moving today and the whole transformation. A lot of times they don't know where to start or how to get the whole team on board. So happy, you know, to help credit unions along that path.
Yeah, that was your, speaking of presentations, that was your, you originally did it at the CU Engage Executive Summit back in San Francisco a few months ago, which I was honored to attend. And so I was in there again shooting some B-roll and stuff. Like, hey, I know this. So give folks a quick summary on what you talked about, because again, planning is so important, especially with the speed of technology these days.
Yeah, no, it's great. It was standing room only. I was surprised. There was a lot of people that came to that session, so it shows the importance of it. So I pretty much talked about kind of what they need to do to kind of pull their technology together, relook at their goals, see what the organization's doing strategic-wise, help them plan out for 3 years their future. Not an operational plan, but more of a strategic, and what the process is like. So there was a lot of interest, and credit unions, they may have like a department plan, but not really at a strategic level. So yeah, that's what we spoke about. Got a lot of questions on it, yeah.
Well, you obviously have a lot of experience at that, being from San Diego County. My credit union, by the way, thank you very much. So give a shout out to the folks there. But how do you, one question that always reoccurs in my mind, how do you plan, when you're making a plan, technology is moving so fast, is it how, if something pops up, some shiny red ball, like, oh my gosh, we got to check that out. How do you compensate for that? Or how do you plan for that?
Yeah, you know what, the plan is evolving, right? It's not like a static plan. So the credit unions can change the plans, you know, once a year. It should be reviewed and updated once a year. We can help them review it, update it once a year, you know. So we're always, you know, Jen and I, the CU Engage, we're always out and about. So we're keeping current on the latest technologies because you got to be out there and know about them. So, yeah, that's kind of what we do.
Okay, good deal. And, Jen, your session, you were talking about payments and all sorts of very timely, topical stuff there. I was in there for a few minutes as well. Can you give folks a quick overview?
Yep, so I'm lucky enough to have two sessions today. I did my earlier session on payments, so what's going on in the world of credit and debit, which did really kind of resonate probably more so with the operations folks that are here. But what I like about, if I do say so myself, what I included in that session was how do I incorporate information around technology without getting too technical, but focusing on not just the payments aspects and the vendors in the payments world, but how do you deliver on that member experience? So how can you compete with Venmo having a debit card? And are there different ways to be thinking about how to promote your payments products, and that consumers don't think about a credit card as a loan, even though in your department that might be how you discuss it. So, and then my session this afternoon is on all the online mobile banking changes. I mean, we've seen even in speed rounds, and as you look around the exhibit hall, there's 25 vendors easily that are out there that, you know, it's hard to figure out the right vendor to choose, and then how do you get your organization prepared for a digital shift, right, or a digital transformation, not omni-channel, but, you know, just digital shifts. And so we'll be spending some time on that this afternoon. So,
well, when I was in your session and you had that slide up with Square and Venmo and all those disruptors, as we were talking about them, it reminded me, I got an email a couple of months, and this will pertain to you as well, Heather. I got an email a couple of months ago from Square saying that I qualified for, they qualified me as for a $25,000 business loan.
Yeah.
And the title was, "Let us be your loan officer." I went, "Oh my gosh, a shot across the credit union bow." What are your thoughts on that?
I think they just have to be prepared to offer the technology services that are built on the foundation of what credit unions are good at. Mm-hmm. So credit unions are never going to be, in my opinion, the bleeding edge fintech, right? There's a lot of legacy systems. There's a lot of legacy mentality that they have to overcome. So it's not about shifting the entire organization over to be a fintech. It's about making changes to your product delivery so that when you get that message, you go, "I'm not going to go there. I have a great relationship with San Diego County. So they're my loan officer." But if county, which isn't a great example because they did some great things, but if the credit union wasn't giving you what you needed in mobile and online and self-service, they're going to suffer from that. So it's not about being a fintech. It's about preparing and enabling your products and services using technology, which is where the plan comes into play too. Yeah,
exactly. I want to get your take on that too.
Yeah.
My little email from my little email, Square email.
How can they compete with the Squares of the world?
Yeah.
Yeah. They just, you know what? They just need to remain, you know, open to what the competitors are doing out there, right? And credit unions really do need to change. You know, there's so much going on in the industry, just changing and keeping current and moving forward. That's
I think one of the neat things that you'll see in the plan that Heather and her team put together is that it can be really hard to think about where to start. And so it's not about boiling the ocean, and it's not about saying, you know, you have to do all of this in 19 and 20. It's about saying, okay, here's your scorecard. We kind of equate it to like when you go to the doctor, right? Mm-hmm. You get your blood test done, and they say, hey, these are the areas that you really should make some changes, and here's how you can turn this around.
Gotcha.
That's exactly what the plan is it says, here in like a red, yellow, green are your critical areas that affect your membership, and then here's the plan to move forward. And then, oh, by the way, here are trends of what's happening in the world that you might need to be prepared to pivot and shift over the next 12 to 18 months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. And from a member's perspective, I mean, it was really comforting for me knowing that my credit union, San Diego County, again, another shout out, was really kind of on the cusp of this, when we had to do the EMV shift, you guys were on it like right away, and that gave me a lot of comfort knowing, okay, my credit union gets it. They're with the technology, they're security and not only all that good stuff. So it's a really cool loyalty thing as well, knowing that my credit union is on it technology-wise.
Yeah, and also it helps the IT departments too, because you know they're shuffling priorities every day, and you have one business wants this, one business unit wants this, so it really helps align the business and the technology teams together, and there's no more game blame within the organization.
Indeed. All right, last question for you, because I know we're about to start the next session here for you guys. What's the buzz? What are you guys hearing? Because you guys are going in 100 different directions. What are you guys hearing? I'll start with you, Jen.
Data analytics.
Really?
So I have a new hashtag that's going to go viral, especially after this, is talk data to me. Everybody's asking about what do they need to do with data. A big message for both of our sessions is get access to your data. We're building out a data strategy component of the technology consulting team to help credit unions. There's so much data out there, and there are a lot of great data providers, but you need to have a strategy of what you want to do with that data before you go buy software or buy a solution that might solve that problem. So I would say analytics for sure.
Heather, you?
I would say migrating infrastructure to the cloud. You're seeing a lot more credit unions that are more able to do that. You know, they're taking more risk, but they need to, because you can't, you know, retain the talent you need to manage that. It's costly. You know, there's turnover. It's complexity to manage that whole environment. So there's a lot more. Even credit unions are selecting processors, core processors, in a managed service environment. So we're seeing that more right now.
Okay. All Yeah. Good stuff. All right, ladies, thank you so much for stopping by. Always a pleasure.
Appreciate it.
Jen, Heather, keep up the good work. You guys are...